Praise the Lord. The other few days ago, it just came to me with new force, the incredible privilege that we have of prayer. Say incredible.
Amen.
Say it loud.
Amen.
Incredible, the tremendous privilege that God has extended to us to pray to Him, to God. He said, ask me. God says, ask me. Ask God. Do you know who you're talking to when you ask God? When you ask God, God that created the universe, that spoke and the worlds came into existence, that created the sun with all of its power. Today I got into it, it's a little hot. It's powerful. That sun is powerful. Created the sun, the beautiful moon, put the stars in place, and the galaxies. Did you know that no living human being knows how big God is? Nobody. Nobody knows. You know, the scientists look through the telescopes and all of the instruments. They've got these 200 inches of glass that they, certain kind of glass they look through, and they see a billion light years out there. But nobody came to the end. Nobody saw a sign that says, this is it. Nobody, they never saw a sign that says, the end. No, no, nobody's ever seen how big God is. No human being knows the strength and the vastness and the bigness of God. And this big God that created the universe says to you, you can ask me whatever you need and I will do it. Hallelujah. Ask me, the all-powerful, all-powerful, tremendous God of creation, no beginning, no end. This same God says to you tonight, you can ask me and I can do anything, anything. Hallelujah. Fantastic. He gives us that privilege. And what a tragedy. What a tragedy that some Christians say, you know, I ought to pray. I ought to take time to pray. What in the world is wrong with us? Gonna take time to pray? You're talking to God Almighty that He can do anything you need. There's nothing that He can't do. He's God all by Himself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Matthew 7:7. That's easy to remember. Ask. Say ask.
Ask.
Ask. Say it again.
Ask.
And it will be given to you. God speaking. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. Everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. To him who knocks, it will be opened. Ask. Ask God. Ask Him whatever you need. He said, ask Him. Just ask me. What an incredible privilege to receive. God says you can ask Him. It's unlimited. Mark 11:24. Praise God. Therefore I say unto you, whatever things you ask when you pray, whatever it is, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. Ask in faith. It doesn't take a lot of faith, just a little bit of faith. Jesus said if you had faith like a mustard seed, just a little bit of faith will work. Hallelujah. Don't have to have great faith. A little bit will work. Hallelujah. Doesn't need much. Whatever you ask, believe, and you will receive the words of God. Hallelujah. Incredible promises. Now, let's turn over to John's Gospel. John is just filled with these. John 14:13-14. Remember Matthew 7:7, John 14:13-14. Easy to remember these verses. And whatever you ask, now we sang about this tonight, in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything, say anything.
Anything.
Say anything.
Anything.
Anything in my name, I will do it. I'm giving you my name. I'm giving you my name. Incredible what he says. Gives us his name. John, it's just over and over and over. John 15:7 again. If you abide in me and my words are abiding in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. If you abide in me and my words in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall, say shall, it shall be done for you. Isn't that incredible? Praise God. Then again in John 16:14-16, again it says it again in 16:23. And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Most assuredly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name, but ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. That your joy may be full. Praise God. That your joy can be full. Ask. He said, ask. Ask in my name. Take my name. I'm going to give you my name. Now, if Bill Gates gave us his name, gave somebody here or any of us his name, and said, listen, I'm going to put all of my billions at your disposal. I'm going to give you my name. And I'm going to give you a document that says whatever you sign, that you're entitled to use my name. And you can get anything. You can do it for your friends, whatever's needed, your family, whatever you need, whatever's good, whatever's acceptable. It doesn't matter what it is. I am going to give you Bill Gates' estate. His wealth is at your disposal, and I write a document to prove it. And that would be wonderful, incredible. The billions that he has would be at your disposal, but it would not be what God has given you, because that would only do what money could do. And money can't do a lot of things. Money can't give you joy. Money can't give you peace. There's some diseases money can't heal. There's things money can't do. It can do a lot. Money can do a lot, but it's limited. But Jesus said, I'm giving you my name, and I'm giving you a signed document that says you've got my name. And here's my document. Hallelujah. I've got it right here. Here it is. I'm writing it out. So whenever you look at it, anybody sees that, I'm writing it out and I'm giving it to you, and I'm going to give you this document, and it's yours, and you can use my name. You come to God with my name. You don't have to come in your own name, because that might not work. It probably won't. But you come in my name. God will always recognize my name. I am going to give you my name in heaven, and my name works with God. You ask for in my name. It's not you. He's doing it because of my name, that the glory can go back to him. And I'm telling you that there's no limits to it. It is unlimited. Whatever you need, whatever is for your good, you can ask and receive. You do not need. There won't be any sadness in heaven. But if there is any, we would be so sad to think of what we could have had and what we could have received and what we could have seen if we'd have just asked in simple childlike faith and received from him. He's got it all. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You don't need to be defeated. You don't need to go without. You don't need to be put down. You don't need not to. Whatever you need, he said, you ask. Hallelujah. And I will do it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank him tonight. Thank him. Just thank him. It's written. These are not my words. This is not me speaking. This is the Word of God. This is a document signed with the blood of Jesus Christ. It's yours. Hang on to it. Take it. Believe it. And receive. Receive great things. God wants to change thousands, hundreds in here tonight. He wants to change you. He wants you to become powerful in prayer. Powerful in calling on His name. Powerful. He wants you to become powerful and to see the miracles and to see it's not limited. He can do any number. It doesn't matter. He can do anything in the world we need. There is no limitations to it. It is unlimited. It can do what money does. It can do what money can't do. It can do anything that needs to be done. Thank you, Jesus. And it's given to you. It's given to you. It's given to you. The devil says, that's just for special people. What a lie. What a lie. It's for every born again child. Every child of God. Somewhere's in here, I've got it. I've got this word somewhere. I don't know where it is now. I might have lost it. But it says, if you fathers know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to them that ask Him? He says, you parents, He says, call me Father. God chose the name Father. If you've been born into His kingdom, that's why you got to be born again. You're born into your kingdom. How'd you get into your family? You're born into your family. How'd you get in? You're born into it. You were birthed into your family. And you have been birthed into the family of God. Birthed. Jesus Christ living within you. Jesus Christ within you. You've been born into it. And He says, call me Father. And you earthly fathers think you know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more will your Father give you whatever you ask and need in His, the name of His Son? Ask. You're His Son. Father, give me. And I come in the name of my brother, your Son, Jesus Christ. I have you as Father and Jesus Christ as Savior and brother and Lord. And we could go around with needs and don't call on God to meet them and worrying. There's no words in this book that says worry. No, there's no chapter in it that says you ought to worry. Isn't it in here? I've read the whole thing. It's not in here. It's not in here. Not in the contract anywhere. It says you shouldn't worry. It says you should pray and not worry. Pray. Pray. Ask. Ask Father. Ask your Father in heaven. If you've been born again, if you have been born again, get born again tonight. Accept Jesus Christ tonight. Become His child tonight. Get into the family tonight. Get in the family. If you're in the family, call on Father. Ask Father. Hallelujah. Ask your Father in heaven. Father, I need this. You know, one, the person that used to amaze me with praying was Corrie Ten Boom. I learned so much with her. She stayed with us when she was in New York at times speaking, and I'd drive her around, and you didn't, I didn't know whether she was talking to me or God. Well, she was talking, praying all the time. Now she said, Father, Father, Father. She's always talking to Father. Father this and Father that. And she just lived with such communication with Father. And I tell the story, but I love it so much. She wanted a liverwurst sandwich. She's from Europe, you know, from Holland. I didn't care much about liverwurst sandwiches, but she wanted a liverwurst sandwich after church. So I said, over here in Times Square on Broadway, there's a deli that that'll have a liverwurst sandwich. I'm driving over. I said, well, I'll put the car in the parking garage, Corey, sister Tanta, Auntie. And she says, how much is that going to cost? I said, I don't know. It cost a lot. I told her what it'd be, $20 or whatever, 18 or 19 or 20. What? She said, we aren't going to pay that kind of money for a parking spot. I said, where do you think you are? She said, we're in Manhattan. And there's no way in the world to park but in a parking garage. Yes. And I'll go get the sandwiches. You can walk. We'll park close by off of Broadway right here. And I'll go get, we'll go into the restaurant and get the sandwich. Oh, no. She said, we're going to pray. And we're going to ask God to give us a parking space. Because we're going to give that money to buy Bibles for Russia. And China, we're not going to give the parking garage that money. She said, Father, we want a parking space. I drove right in front of the deli here on Broadway, and a car pulled out, and I pulled right straight in. Hallelujah. Just like that. Everything. Praise God. He's got everything. He is God. He is God Almighty. Talk to Him. Talk to Him. He's your Father. Don't be afraid. He's your Father. We say how much He loves us, and we love Him. He loves you more than your earthly father or mother or anybody ever loved you. He loves you. He loves you. And He wants to do for you whatever you have need of, whatever it is. You can just, anything you need of. And that was, Corey was doing that all the time, talking and asking and believing and receiving all the time. Because He's Father. He's got to be intimate and close to you. And you got to talk to Him and ask Him. Ask Him whatever you have need of. My mother had 6 children. I love to tell the story. And her sister was blind, living with us. And we were 8 people. And we had no money for rent. And my mother said, give us a place to live. And God gave us a house in the Depression. There was no way in this world we could buy a house. And we needed a house with land because we had to grow a garden and had to raise food. And God gave us a land and gave it to us. No taxes, nothing. We never paid a penny taxes. They were all paid every year for it. God gave us a house. You know, He can do anything. Say anything. Anything. Whatever you need. We needed a place. She prayed at New Year's Eve for a place to live. We couldn't. We were behind in the rent. We couldn't pay the rent. She had no income. Total no income. Period. And said, give us a place to live. God gave us a house. Hallelujah. He can do anything. He can do anything. He can heal you. He can touch your body. I'll never forget it. In Bible school, my second year of Bible school, I went to Bible school, and right when I went into sick, we had a nice young man, an Italian young man, that was in his first year, spoke beautiful high Italian, very talented, handsome, and he also played the violin professionally. It was in the orchestra. Our church was about this big auditorium, like half of this, and the platform was small and down there, like just this part over here. And we were several hundred people, and he was playing in the orchestra, and he had an epileptic fit, seizure. And I could never forget, I was young, I looked at him, and he's playing, and all of a sudden his face turns back, and he starts shaking and throws his violin down and knocks the chairs down, and he's in the orchestra and knocks the place apart and falls on the floor shaking, and his eyes roll back, and he's in a terrible seizure. It just scares us. Scared me. We fasted and prayed for him. He didn't get any better. And it worried me so bad. And I prayed and prayed. And I said, God, it bothered me. Why doesn't he get healed? And it really bothered me. And God spoke to me while I'm praying, and I said, "Now you don't know why he doesn't get healed, do you?" I said, "No." He said, "If I told you, you'd know, wouldn't you?" I said, "Yes, but I'm not going to tell you." Because, he said, "You have to trust me when you understand something and when you don't. You always trust. You know I know. I know." So we went through school, and I graduated and didn't see him for some years. And 10 years later, I was preaching in the church where he came from, out north of Boston, and ministering in that church for a year. And his mother was in the meeting, and I forgot about it, and I saw her. And after the service, I went to Sister Turco. I said, "What happened to Steve when he left school?" She says, "He got worse." "He did?" I said, "Yes." She said, "He got so bad, I cried out to God, said, 'God, heal him or take him. I can't stand it. I'm desperate.'" I said, "What happened?" She said, "God healed him. What do you think happened?" "God healed him." He said, "He's better. He's doing well. He's well. He's married. He's doing great. His two children. Praise God. He lives here in Long Island. Praise God." He came after I told a story a year or two ago. He came here one night to see me. Yes. You know, listen, folks, God can do anything. Anything. Say anything again. Anything. Anything. He can provide for you. He can give to you. He can do for you. He wants to. He wants to. The Bible says in James, the 4th chapter, it says, "You have not because you ask not." You have not because you ask not. And you have not and receive not because you ask amiss. And now he won't do something for you that's harmful. But he'll do anything that's good. Anything that's good is available. You can have a job. He's got all the jobs in this city. He's got every job in New York is in his hands. Every job. Every job is in his hands. He's got every apartment in this city. We needed a place to live, and I did, and we were married, and we had our first child, and we lived 7 years in a cellar. It was a half basement, half cellar. No one's supposed to live there, but during the war, there was nowhere to live, and we had three tiny little rooms down below. And to let you know what it was like, the oil tank was by our bed. We lived there 7 years. When they filled the oil tank and it would go over, it would all run over on the bed, all the oil. And we had to learn how to get rid of oil off of the mattress, you know. That's how we lived. And it was so tiny, such a little place. No bathroom. We had a little hand bowl like this and a toilet. No shower, no tub, no nothing. I never saw a hand basin so small. It was the size of just that size right there. Just barely get your hands in it. We lived there for 7 years. And I'm praying for a place to live. And I'm praying, and God says to me, "I have all the keys in New York City. I've got them all. I can give you anything. I can give you any place to live." And we got a house with 17 rooms. God provided us a house from 3 to 17. Can you believe that? We had two families, other families living in it. And the lady, when we bought the house, gave me a handful of keys like that. It was symbolic. She gave me a hand. I never saw so many keys for a house in my life. Never have before nor since. But it was symbolic. God says, "I got all the keys. All of the keys." He's got every key in this city in his hands. He's got the world in his hands. He's got everything you need. He's got health. He's got healing. He's got answers. He's got a wife. He's got a husband. He's got whatever you need. If you're praying for a child, he can give you a child. He can give you whatever you need tonight. This God in heaven made this contract. Hallelujah. Here it is. Here's the contract. It's right here, written down. Ask and you shall receive. Ask and you shall receive. Ask and you shall receive. Let's say it. Ask. And ye shall receive. Tonight, I want you to receive. God wants you to ask, and he wants you to receive. He wants you to start asking. He wants you to start praying. You can ask for your neighbor. You can ask for your family. You can ask large. Hallelujah. And you won't frighten God. Hallelujah. He's mighty. Ask. 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 Let's ask Him. Father, in the name that You've given me of Your Son, You'll honor His name. I'm asking in His name for jobs, for healings, for a place to live, for a right husband, not somebody else's, the right husband, for the right wife, for the right person, for the right. I'm asking for the right things. I remember a wonderful woman when I was a young Christian in the church, a wonderful woman. She was older. And I met her sometime. I was away, and she was not married. And I met her, and she was married. She said, I prayed for this husband. What a wonderful man. She said, we are so happy. He was as spiritual as she was. She said, look at the man God gave me. What a wonderful man he was. So spiritual and so loving and such a wonderful man. You know, God has good gifts. Folks, come on. There is nothing that God can't do. There is nothing that God can't do. He is God Almighty tonight. He wants to give to you. He wants to answer for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Now I'm gonna try to cut it a little shorter so we can pray. Well, the greatest story of prayer in this New Testament, and perhaps one of the greatest in all the Bible to me, is in Matthew's Gospel, the 15th chapter. Then Jesus went out from there and departed to the regions of Tyre and Sidon. That's just north of Israel. And behold, it's a Gentile country. And behold, a woman of Cana, Gentile, came from that region and cried out to him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David, my daughter is severely demon-possessed. And Jesus ignored her, and he answered her not a word. She's crying, got close to him and said, Jesus, have mercy on me. My daughter is demon-possessed. And he doesn't answer her. And his disciples come, and his disciples said to him, spoke to him, and said, his disciples came and urged him, saying, send her away. She cries after us. She's bothering us. She's a Gentile. We aren't set to the Gentiles. Get rid of her. They talk terrible about her. And he said, I am not sent. Jesus spoke to her and said, I am not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And he said to her, I'm not sent to you. And David just got through telling him, send this woman away. She's nagging after us. And we aren't sent to help her. She doesn't belong here. And Jesus said, woman, I'm not sent but to the lost sheep of Israel. I'm sent only to the Jews. I'm not sent to you. What would you have done? I wish I would be like her. I wish I could be like this woman. And Jesus said that to her. The disciples have scolded her. Now she's fought her way all the way up to her. She came, got down at his feet and worshiped him. Incredible. Got down on her knees at her feet and worshiped him. And worshiped him, said, you could, and said, help me. Help me. I know you can. I know you can. You can help me. Have mercy on my daughter. I can't go home. And I know you could do it without it. And she gets down on her knees and she begs him. Praise God. And then Jesus said, it's not good to take the children's bread. He keeps on arguing with her. And to give it to the little dogs. Apparently, the little dogs were allowed in the house. Pets. Big dogs outside. Little dogs. So that's why they say little dogs. The little dogs, she said, it's not me to take the bread and give it to the dogs. calling her a dog. He says, it's not right to give children's food to dogs. Calling her a dog. And she's crying. And she's determined. And she says, yes, that's right. That's true. But she says, dogs get something. They get crumbs. Says, you know, you shove something off to the dog, a crumb. That's all I'm asking is a crumb. Give me a dog's portion. And a dog's portion, she said, would heal my daughter. Can you imagine that, the faith that woman had? Incredible. What a story. What a story. And she says, that's true, Lord. Yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Jesus said unto her, woman, woman, great is your faith. You have crossed over denominational lines. You've crossed over generational lines. You've crossed over from a Gentile to a Jew. You've crossed over. You've come into the presence. Your faith has brought you in. You go home. Your daughter is well. And Mark's gospel says when she went home, her daughter was healed. Hallelujah. Let's give him the glory. Come on. Thank him tonight. Thank him tonight. Thank him tonight. Now, he isn't totally telling you that it's not the children. He's telling you it's the children's bread. You're a child. You have a right for the children's bread. God is telling you, you have a right. You are a child. You are a child of God. And if you aren't, as I said earlier, you can become one tonight. You invite him into your heart, confess your sins, and take Jesus Christ and become a member of the family of God. And you can have every right to sit at the table and to take the children's bread and what you need for your family, and whatever you need tonight, he is available to you tonight. And I want you to come down here and ask. I want you to ask, and I want you to ask specifically. And I want you, and God, not me, God wants you to ask him, and God wants you to say exactly what you need. And he doesn't care how big it is, or how hard it is, or how difficult it is. I want you to ask for the most difficult situation in your life, and I want you to step on every doubt and every fear and to take these promises tonight and to claim the victory in the mighty name of Jesus and take your place as a powerful child of God. Hallelujah. 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 I want you to come down and I want you to pray. And I want you to commit yourself to pray. Don't you ever say again, well, I ought to pray. Shame on you. You have the privilege, the awesome privilege of calling on God for your needs and get in tune with him and become a man and a woman of power and a woman of victory and a woman that overcomes and a man that overcomes and walk in victory and become all that God wants you to be. And receive his fullness tonight. Get his anointing. Come on down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's stand together. Pastor, come and bring them down and we'll pray. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Folks, you've heard the call. Many of you are coming already tonight. Don't listen to any excuse of the enemy. Don't begin to rationalize. Just say yes. Say yes to his will and to his way tonight. God's going to do a miracle in lives tonight. He's going to transform lives. Some intercessors are going to be birthed tonight in this place. I believe that with all my heart. Hallelujah. We're going to worship him for a moment, and then we're going to pray. You need to call on God tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just begin to talk to him right now. Just begin to talk to him in your own words. You just begin to talk to him tonight. He knows what you need. Just begin to talk to him about it. Just in your own words. If you need forgiveness tonight,
You ask him for forgiveness. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, just ask him to come into your heart, to change you, to forgive you, to cleanse you from all your sins. Hallelujah. Come on, folks, raise your voice. You pray tonight all over this place, all over this place, this whole house, balcony, main floor, choir, band. Let's all lift our voices to him tonight. Let's talk to him tonight. He's here. He's here. We have the privilege of being able to come boldly to his throne of grace to obtain mercy and help, whatever we need in our time of need tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, tonight for speaking so clearly to us. Thank you for the privilege that we have of coming to you in prayer. We pray that, well, the prayer meetings in this church would be the most packed out meetings. God, keep us free from trying to figure things out in our own strength. Help us to be found on our knees. Help us to be found inquiring of the Lord. You said if we were to pray to you in secret, you would reward us openly. We ask, Lord Jesus, that you would draw us after you, that we might run together. We want to run with you, Lord. We want to, Lord Jesus. I pray in the mornings, in the afternoons, in the evenings, throughout our day, God, that we would be ever mindful of your presence, that we would talk to you, that we would commune with you, Lord. And Lord, that you would speak to us through the scriptures. Give us a greater hunger for the word, like we've never known for the days ahead. God, cause your word to come alive in us. Cause it to burn in us, oh God. Speak to us, Lord. Quicken your promises to our souls, Lord, to our hearts, oh God. Help us to speak to you, Lord. God, we thank you for this privilege. Thank you that it is a privilege, Lord. Thank you for the intimacy, Lord, that you've given us with you. Thank you, Lord, that we can come to you. We can talk to you, Lord Jesus, and you will speak back to us, God. What a wonderful relationship. What a wonderful God. How great is our God. How great is our God. How great is our God. You said this house is to be called a house of prayer. Lord, that house is not this building, it's us. God, we thank you for the gift of intercession. The ability, Lord, to pull down strongholds. God, the ability to bind the enemy. God, the ability, Lord, to see captives loosed. God, to see our families saved. God, to see prayers answered. God, to see doors opened. God, we thank you tonight. We bless you for this privilege. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. Amen. Let's give them a shout of praise tonight. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We glorify you tonight. We honor you, Lord. In Jesus' name.